From the Credit Union National Association, this is the CUNA News Podcast. Credit union people, credit union ideas.
Young professionals can't just sit on the sidelines and wait for others to advocate for change on their behalf. After all, they're the future leaders in the credit union movement, says Phil Kajalowski. I'm Jennifer Plager, a senior editor for CUNA News and Credit Union Magazine. I recently spoke with Kajalowski, a product development specialist for $3.1 billion asset Coastal Credit Union in Raleigh, North Carolina. Kajalowski, who was recently named the 2018 CUNA Emerging Leader, talked about leadership, what young professionals need to do to get involved in leadership opportunities, the leadership lessons he's learned, and more during a conversation with the CUNA News Podcast. So Phil, congratulations on being named the Emerging Young Leader. What were your thoughts when you heard that you had been nominated and honored with the award?
Yeah, no, obviously I was excited and as you said, honored, first of all, to be nominated in the first place, and then to be selected among the crowd of excellent youth leaders we have across the country and in our movement. So super excited to be honored with that. It's also affirming, it kind of lets me know I'm on the right track, that my efforts and hard work and focus are being noticed and appreciated. Because, often when you try something new, it's tough to know in the moment if what you're doing is right. And so something like this is incredible and lets me know that I'm doing the right thing and I'm moving in the right direction and making a difference. So it means a lot. It means a lot to me.
So you talk a little bit about, receiving this award gives you that idea that you're doing the right thing and moving in the right direction. Can you briefly give us a little bit of an idea of what your career with credit unions has been like so far and what some of those kind of big things that you've done have been so far that you're particularly proud of?
I've been in the credit union movement for about 5 years. I've been a member of a credit union for a lot longer, my parents being members of the credit union from before I was born. So I've been at Coastal Credit Union for about 5 years. I started in the banking industry a little bit before as a teller, moved into branch retail, here at Coastal, IT support. I was one of the key contributors to our credit card conversion a few years ago. And since then, I've had a focus on our debit and credit portfolios and have done some marketing and product development for the portfolios. As far as, I guess, extracurricular stuff, early on here at Coastal, I got involved in the young professional group called CU Aware, which is a young professional group that has a foothold in the Carolinas Credit Union League, which is North and South Carolina. So I got involved with the group, and the group has an annual competition called the Protégé Competition, which gives young professionals the opportunity to kind of voice their passions and give a recommendation to experienced credit union professionals in the area. So I was selected at our credit union to move on to the chapter level competition and was a finalist in the competition a few years ago. And ever since then, I've been involved in promoting CU Aware, trying to get other young professionals involved in the movement, advocating for young professionals to get involved and speaking at different credit unions, letting people know the opportunities available to them, a bit of the impact that CU Aware is making and, kind of acting as an example of what doing more can do to someone's career. So I've been doing that for a little while. As part of that, I co-founded a podcast about a year ago called the CU Aware Podcast. So I've been trying to put out an episode about once a month on various topics that are interesting for me. And, that's an effort to help educate credit union professionals in our area about CU Aware and blockchain technology, which I'm passionate about, and various other things. So helping to share knowledge. And so I've gotten involved in our local credit union chapter, the Tar Heel chapter, as part of the Carolinas Credit Union League. Been involved with them for a couple of years, planning events, attending events, trying to get the group to have a wider reach. And so they kind of noticed what I was doing. And recently, I stepped into the president role of the chapter. So yeah, that's kind of background of my time in credit unions and kind of what I've done through the years and am actively doing now.
You're doing some cool stuff, it sounds like. So just let me back up a little bit. And you mentioned with CU Aware and the Protégé competition. It sounds like it's really an opportunity for young professionals to have their voices heard by some of the more, as you say, older, experienced members of the credit union industry. How important is that, do you think, for young professionals to realize that their ideas matter and maybe are something that other folks in the industry aren't maybe thinking of?
Yeah, no, it's huge. We're lucky in our area to have, you know, the league offer a program like that, because I know in different industries, it's tough to get your voice heard. And this competition offers, it gets young professionals in front of executive teams and CEOs from across the Carolinas. So it's a huge opportunity that, you know, a bunch of people are trying to take advantage of. And it's nice to get that time. It's 5 minutes, you know, 5 minutes seems like a short time, but it's a lot of work compiling a compelling argument in that time to have your voice heard. But it's fantastic exposure for young professionals. And, you know, our area does a great job in providing those opportunities to the people that are willing to raise their hands. So one of my philosophies, and this isn't just mine, but, you know, if we want to see change, we need to be part of that change as young professionals. And I know that our leaders are willing to hear our voices to those that are willing to stand up and voice it to everyone. So the Protégé competition is incredible. And I encourage people to look for something similar in their area, because I know it does exist elsewhere. And it's fantastic exposure and can really help get people to the next step.
And you've kind of touched on it a little bit, but why is it important for young professionals to get involved and get active, whether it's in a Protégé type competition or launching a podcast or just getting involved in their young professional group that's associated with their league? Why is it important that they take those steps rather than kind of sitting by the wayside and going, there's other leaders out there, I don't need to be around?
Yeah, no, we can't just sit around and hope someone else will influence change on our behalf. And so it's really important to stand up and do that. I mean, there are people out there who, you know, we are the movement's future leaders. And it's not waiting for us. The movement is actively accepting leaders now of all ages to get involved. And it's important for career development, professional development, but it's in the end, it's going to help the movement. You know, one of the things I learned from one of my mentors is that you don't have to be a manager to be a leader. And that, you know, when I first started talking with my mentor, Dr. Troy Hall, I felt like I needed to get to that next step before I could develop as a leader. And that's simply not true, that even getting in front of people and advocating for someone else or advocating for opportunities for you and others is leadership. Promoting an idea is leadership. And so I would say it's important that you don't wait for an official position, that you get this experience now in, you know, a bit of a lower stakes environment before it's tied to your performance, that if there is an opportunity that you raise your hand, even if it's scary, which it is, it's intimidating. But I think that the support is there, that, you know, when I was ready to step up, I had mentors supporting me. Our leadership here at Coastal was supporting me. And I see that at other credit unions as well. So it's important that we do get involved now and we don't wait for someone else to create change for us. We need to be part of it. Leadership's also fulfilling. It can provide us with purpose. Not everyone, but If you maybe feel, if someone feels like they're not getting everything that they want out of their job, leadership can help provide that purpose that, that may be lacking. So, it helps the movement and it helps us as individuals move forward.
So what are some of those kind of key characteristics or maybe like must have characteristics that a person has to have that is a young professional and that wants to take those first steps into leadership and developing and raising their hand and advocating for the change that you talk about?
I think there are a few key characteristics. Leaders need to be humble and teachable, that, you know, we need to be secure enough to recognize that we do have weaknesses and be willing to seek and incorporate input from others. Without being humble, you can't learn, you can't grow. So being humble is huge. Teachable is important because we're always growing, we're always changing. It's important to thrive in those moments. Additionally, being authentic and being honest. One of the things that I realized with the help of my mentor was that I guess I felt like I needed to put on a certain professional image and I wasn't being myself and it felt uncomfortable. And I found that when I was being myself, you know, a little goofy, a little funny, but still, you know, getting the job done, I felt like myself and I was more productive and people can really see if you're being authentic. People can tell if a leader is being authentic or not. And so if you want to lead, you need to show those traits and you know, be a little vulnerable in front of people. People want to see you for who you are, not for what you think people want to see. You also need to be self-driven. No one's going to throw an opportunity right in your lap. Like I said earlier, we really have to be willing to raise our hands to do more. To step up, be courageous, and get out there. And so it takes a self-driven personality to do that, to contribute ideas to the movement. I think the last piece is to be compassionate, to, you know, be able to empathize with others, and, you know, be a normal person. And I think this really comes into place when you're trying to identify opportunities. If you see a problem, your ability to sympathize and then empathize by putting yourself in that person's shoes. So it can help you spot opportunities. But additionally, when you do get an official management position, compassion is huge. When you're actually leading people, to be able to relate to them and relate to them through the good and the bad when that happens.
Okay. Now, you've talked a lot about your mentor. Is that something that you ended up with because your credit union said, okay, we need to find you a mentor? Or is that something that you kind of set out and tried to find on your own?
So I've had, I'd say, numerous mentors. I'll say here at Coastal, we have an awesome culture. Our leadership team across the board encourages all of us to get involved in the movement. And I've been fortunate to have some great managers that have helped, you know, kind of nudge me in the right direction to say, hey, I think you'd be a good fit for this. And it helped guide me along the way. The mentor I think that I refer to most often, Dr. Troy, the CU Aware additionally has a mentor program that is open now to anyone in the Carolinas. That you can raise your hand if you want to be a mentor or if you want to be mentored. And so the Carolinas Credit Union League actually will pair you with someone that has either a similar background or they think would be a good fit for your personality. So they're doing a lot of really great work in pairing professionals in the Carolinas to help with networking and then to help with people's professional development. So I've been working with my mentor for a few years now. He's someone that I can just reach out to and say, hey, or if I have a serious problem, I can reach out to and he can help guide me. But I highly recommend that if someone doesn't have a mentor, to find one. It's extremely valuable. It can give you a different perspective. And if you aren't mentoring someone, consider doing it, because I've heard feedback from the mentors and mentees in our area that it's valuable for both sides, that the mentors are getting just as much out of it as the mentees are. And I know not everyone has a program like this in their area, but it is something that I know is in sight for, I know the Cooperative Trust, Filings Cooperative Trust, and other groups are working on finding mentors for people. So I've been lucky enough to be paired with great managers at work and then have this program, the mentor program, available to me to get me paired.
That sounds cool. So what are some of the kind of big lessons that you've been able to learn from your mentor?
Yeah, some of them I've talked about already. I think one of the bigger ones was that you don't have to be a manager to be a leader, which is huge. Anyone can lead. And you're not always leading people below you on a totem pole, that you can influence other leaders at your credit union and in your area, regardless of what stage you are in your career. As an example, I was trying to get more people, more young professionals involved in CU Aware. And I had met one of the local credit union executives at a networking event, saw him at a different chapter event I was at, and approached him and, you know, told him about the benefits of CU Aware, that I think it would be a great fit for young professionals at his credit union. And so I was able to influence him to get myself an opportunity to go speak at the credit union and speak to the young professionals and get in front of people and you know, try to get more people involved. So leadership goes in both directions. It's not always leading people below you. It's leading people in the movement. So that was one big lesson. Some of the main characteristics that I've talked about are straight from him, to be honest with you. Being authentic, being myself. If you're trying to be someone else right now, I would say rethink that. It helped me find my stride and made me more confident. The other thing that my mentors helped me kind of develop are, we have our various chapters in our credit union league here. And I had an idea that, you know, they didn't have many young professionals on the chapter board. And they were doing a lot of the same events year over year. And, you know, I had an idea that, you know, maybe add a youth chair to the board, or trying to think through different ways of getting young professionals involved with that group. And what it came down to was the chapter ended up partnering with CU Aware on various events. And so that gave young professionals in our area the opportunity to plan events with our board members. And so there was a element of mentoring there that brought about great events and brought more people together. So we added some diversity to the event structure there. And so, you know, a mentor can help you help push along your ideas. They can help give you a different perspective and then give their advice for how maybe they would approach it, which gives you the opportunity to hear how someone else would go about it. But then don't do exactly what they say, but make it your own, you know? And so he's just been great in helping influence what I've done and help me become a better professional and a better person.
Okay. Now, you've already sprinkled a lot of advice throughout our conversation that we've had, but is there any other advice that you would have for a young professional who's kind of thinking, I want to get involved, I'm a little scared? Because you said it was a little scary to raise your hand and get involved sometimes, but any other advice for them that, you know, to kind of nudge them into realizing that, yeah, I should take that first step, even though it's a little frightening?
Yeah, it is scary. But it's absolutely worth it. You know, getting involved has absolutely changed my career. Like I said, don't wait for any opportunities to be handed to you. You really, if there's something out there that you're interested in doing, I think you'll find the support that you need. So find a mentor is a huge one. Find a young professional group. I know there are multiple leagues around the country that have young professional groups that are active. So become a part of that. And if there isn't one, try to find some other like-minded people in your area and start from the ground up. Get support from leaders of your credit union. And so the opportunities are there. It's just a matter of finding the one that resonates with you and that you think will work. The other is setting goals that are attainable, something that you can work towards, confidence or having that conversation that's uncomfortable. That's something I'm still not that great at. But setting goals to help guide you along the way are important. Other thing is find ways to get exposure internally at your credit union and then at other credit unions. So if there are any credit union league events going on in your area, just go show up and start talking to people. Everyone in the credit union movement is so welcoming. It's a fantastic movement. And so people are willing to help. People want to see young professionals there and getting involved. I mean, every conference out there has a session about millennials, how to work with millennials, how do we recruit millennials to our credit union, how do we recruit millennial members. So, we're in their minds. You just need to get in front of them and get exposure to get things moving. The other thing is find a way to add value for yourself and others. Because it's not just about me. It's not just about you. It's creating something for others. That's what leadership is. It's being humble, knowing when to let others have opportunities and fight for others. So if you can find a way that you can add value in a way that you're passionate about or in a subject that you're passionate about, you'll do a lot more. If it's something you're passionate about, you'll want to put in the effort. You'll want to put in the work to get that done. And being able to share what you're passionate about with others is fantastic. So it might seem scary for people, intimidating, but it's extremely rewarding to add value for others and do more than the job requires.
What are you excited and looking forward to as we look 6 months or so in the future?
I'm really excited to go to the Emerging Leader Institute and learn a lot there and network. I love the credit union movement, and I'm so excited to be part of it and to be honored for this award. So I love where I'm working. I enjoy what I'm doing, so I'm here for the long haul. I've been in cards for a little while, so I'm actually making a transition into the digital space. So I'll be working on product development for our online presence, be it through our website, our mobile application, the different ways we interact with our members in a digital fashion. So I'm excited for that. I'm planning on continuing with the podcast. It's something that I enjoy doing. It's another way to get my voice out there. And I think it was a lot easier than I expected. Getting something recorded and putting it out there is fun. What's next for me?
For people who are interested in maybe checking out your podcast, where can they find them?
Yeah, it's called the CU Aware Podcast. You can find it on SoundCloud. You can find it in the Apple Podcast app. You can find it on the Carolinas League webpage. So me and my different co-hosts talk about all sorts of things. Right now we're running a series called Protégé and Beyond, where we're interviewing past Protégé competitors, learning about their experience in the process and seeing where they are now. So that's been fun. I'll continue to be involved in the chapter. I just stepped on as treasurer earlier this year and then president this summer. So we're working on some different events, networking events, a couple of professional development events, a lunch and a dinner, some social events. So yeah, still working with CU Aware, involved in all that, and doing what I can to get young professionals involved and progressing in their careers. So yeah, it's been a lot of fun.
Thanks for listening to the CUNA News Podcast. Subscribe to the show on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, and Google Play.